God bless John.
Does anybody else want to preach on that homily? That gospel? So this is finishing the whole discourse with Nicodemus, and it seems like we don't know if it's John himself who's adding a little commentary, like a summary of what just happened, or if it's Jesus speaking and John's, we're not sure, so you can take it in whatever way you want. But I want to use it a little bit, both scriptures, and especially the Alleluia reference to Thomas, to talk a little bit about St. Athanasius, because he was a key player in the early church. Think of the early church and the, you know, Jesus dies, he ascends, the apostles go out, the apostles all are killed, John is exiled, he eventually dies, or we don't know exactly what happened to John. And then there's like a space of time where the Christian community just continues to grow bigger and bigger, more people are coming, and then new questions are being asked. And answers have to be given. And there's a lot of confusing schools of thought. What do you mean Jesus was God? What do you mean by that? How is Jesus God? Look in the scriptures that we have from Mark and Luke and Matthew, like, what about this reference to Acts of the Apostles where it says God raised up his servant, Jesus? Is Jesus his servant, or is Jesus himself, or what is this stuff? And so there was a lot of confusion. Within about 200 years, 250 years, and there was a particular priest, Father Arius, in Egypt, who started preaching very persuasively that Jesus was like this creature, the highest of all of God's created persons and angels, and he was like the first of all creatures. And there was like, you know, so Jesus the demigod or whatever. So this teaching started to spread, and you know, it has some scripture to support it, and the church is really being divided over this Arian heresy, this Arian teaching, Arian Christianity. You know, today you have your liberal Christian, conservative Christian. Well, back in the day you had your Arian Christian and Orthodox Christian, whatever they would call it. So Athanasius had to really, he was in Egypt, and he was eventually bishop of Egypt, and he had to answer this. And they had when the church has confusion, what does the church do to answer its moments of confusion? What does the church do when there's moments of disagreement and confusion? What's that?
They have conflict.
Councils, absolutely. Absolutely. Council of Jerusalem to handle the question of the Gentiles. And this was the next one after that, 200 years later, they had the Council of Nicaea. And so Athanasius was also present, and they considered all the differing opinions, and they prayed for light and guidance and the words to express the true teaching. And they came up with this big word that we use today in the creed, consubstantial. That's where that word comes from. Homoousios. How was Jesus God? Was he a man, but then God in appearance? Or was he God, but only man in appearance? Or was he of the same, both, you know, man and God, but at the same time, true God and true man? If so, how is he God? And the idea of being on the level of the substance. I'm not going there because we don't use those words anymore, but it was helpful to give that distinction. And on the very deepest level of how God is God and how Jesus is God, it's on the deepest level they're the same, of the same substance. We can sit there and scratch our heads, but it answered some deep questions back in the day. When Thomas said, "My Lord and my God," to Jesus of Nazareth, that's what we mean. There's no difference in between when you say, "Who is God?" Jesus is God, the Father is God. They're both God, they have the same substance. They differ in some weird way of relationship that we don't fully understand. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, but just understand, like, the Holy Spirit had to guide the church through the church to answer some really tough questions. And the councils were there, and saints came about to answer and defend the true teaching of Jesus Christ. This idea that the world would receive him or reject him, some would receive him, some would reject him, some would believe in him, that he was God, some would not. And that has been passed on through the centuries. A lot of people look at the council, the Vatican Council, and they're like, well, man, I don't know, did the church stop with Pius X? Do we accept the Vatican Council? The United States Vatican Council. The church has always handled these issues in prayer and with the saints to guide us. And we wish it was as simple as a little booklet with pictures that could explain the faith, but at times it's a little more complicated. And our Lord has given us answers and has sent men and women to guide us. We call them doctors of the church who helped put the teachings that we believe in words we could better understand. Not that we understand consubstantial today. But we lift up the hearts and our minds to the Holy Spirit to ask for his continued wisdom to be able to present the teachings of Jesus the way they are and not allow them to be distorted. Or in moments when they are being distorted, that we would bring them to clarity. We'll leave it at that. May God help us, guide us, and make us lights and beacons of hope and truth in a world full of darkness and confusion. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.